Come, Mr. Iwatani. The people of Melrimark are offering you their ungrudging appreciation. Please, give them a wave.
Yeah, sure. Such an exaggerated show of appreciation had the opposite effect. It made it all feel so contrived.
Thank you, Shield Hero!
Hero!
It was like a real hero's welcome, with the crowds waving to me as we headed toward the castle in the carriage prepared by the queen. What a conniving bunch they were. Then again, stuff like anime and history had taught me that this kind of thing was just a natural part of how the collective consciousness worked. I humored them and waved back as much as I felt comfortable with. But if it had been just 2 or 3 months earlier, my welcome would have likely been something like a piece of trash thrown in my face. I was the shield demon, after all. After we defeated the first wave, there were people glaring at me like I didn't belong here. I knew I should be happy that I was finally getting my due appreciation, but it still really bothered me. I wondered how much time had passed in this world since we had crossed over. By the way, Queen.
Yes?
How much time has passed here since I left? I had made a point of keeping track, but I still wanted to check to make sure. It was always possible that an exceedingly long amount of time had actually passed, like in the tale of Urashima Taro, the Japanese Rip Van Winkle.
2.5 weeks.
Oh, really? Strange. Apparently, time passed quicker in Kizuna's world. You could see the surprise on Raftalia's and Rishia's faces when the queen said it had only been 2.5 weeks.
What is it?
Around a month had passed in the world we followed the enemy to.
I see. To think there would be such a difference.
I wasn't sure if it was a good thing or a bad thing, but I figured it meant we had saved some time, maybe. We finally arrived at the castle and were taken to the throne room. What happened with the coalition army?
All of the members are working hard to rebuild their own respective countries.
The damage done by the spirit tortoise had indeed been awful. I had seen the scars left by the battle. We had managed to defeat the spirit tortoise here in Melrimark, but its massive corpse was still lying out in the fields, with an expansive wasteland of wreckage extending out behind it.
Let us review the current situation. At present, all of the dragon hourglasses across the world have come to a halt.
The red hourglass on my status screen has stopped too.
I see.
But the other hourglass shows a time of 3.5 months. The room took on a somber atmosphere.
That 3.5 months is our cutoff. We need to complete preparations for the battle with the Phoenix before then.
We already knew that the Phoenix would be reawakened. There's more. We learned something in the world we ended up in after pursuing Kyo, the enemy who stole the spirit tortoise's energy. I told the queen what we had found out in Kizuna's world. In Kizuna's world, legends told of the waves as being a phenomenon resulting from the fusion of two worlds. It was said that if the current fusion were to reach completion, then the limits of what a single world could contain would be exceeded, ultimately leading to the destruction of the worlds. To prevent that from happening, heroes known as vassal weapon holders were slipping into other worlds through the dimensional rifts created by the waves and attempting to kill the other world's heroes that possessed the holy weapons, since those heroes were the pillars of the worlds. A commotion broke out among the queen's advisors.
And is all of this a fact?
Honestly, I think it's all pretty questionable, I went on,